Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah. Part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
Get hot to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
Fast Feet
Phone Mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello, this is Fast Feet, and this is Fast Feet Phone Mix, live only on Radio Sega for the first time ever. So hello and welcome to all our listeners. Some of you may be familiar with the show. It used to be called the Fast Media Podcast, but that's a bit of a meh name we thought. So now it's been retitled to Fast Feet Phone Mix, because essentially, it's going to be like the last show in the podcast, because we're just going to talk about what comes to mind, what's been going over the week, Sega and Sonic games, of course, and it's a phone-in show. So if you want to phone into the show and have a chat with us, we can't guarantee you're going to be on, but when we can make space, we'll get you onto the show. All you need is Skype, and we say a reasonable microphone, and a pair of headphones would be handy. Add us, the username is PhoneMix, PhoneMix, PhoneMix with an F instead, because we're illiterate. So some of you might hear my co-host breathing and doing weird things to their microphones. First of all, I will introduce them, as they're in the background there. First of all, I'd like to introduce a previous co-host to the Fast Media podcast, is SJSSF, or Scott, he's otherwise known. Say hello!
Hello! Hello, Radio Sega, I guess is the right way to say it.
Well, there are many other ways of saying it, but still. Okay. And we also have joining tonight, as our other co-hosts, we have Sound Reaper from Radio Sega as well. Say hello.
Hello, this is Sound Reaper, the well-known beast of Radio Sega.
And we don't want to know why that beast bit has been put in, but hey.
Actually, I recently changed my status title, you know, the one below the username. Some people haven't noticed that. I've also changed my avatar.
Well, when you say I'm a beast on your status name, people do get a bit worried, I would have thought. But hey, so yes, plenty to talk about tonight, I imagine. It's been a few months since we've been on here, and broadcast from a new location. We're now in Bristol, rather than in Devonshire, and everyone's not got a clue where that is in the UK, but it's a bit further north. That's all the clue I'm going to give you. But it's better to be here and less distractions, and feels a bit more like a studio as well, which is very nice as well. Obviously, a bit different if you can see it, but hey, this is radio. So we will present it as radio as such, really. Now, I will say, if you do want to request anything, we are obviously available via the Skype channel on PhoneMix, and you can also catch us in the Radio Sega IRC room. You can find out about that by going to www.radiosega.net and then /shows.php. If not, just go to radiosega.net and find your own way there, because it's a web, it's easy to find your way, so do that. Anyway, so yes, join us in the IRC room. We've got a good set of listeners here, and we've just had Archangel UK's Radio Redux show just on, so a few from there, and obviously some new listeners as well. So, I will say, if you don't want to request anything, do it in those avenues. And we, I'd like to think, on Fast Feet's Phone Mix, have more music than any other show here. And that largely due to the fact that Radio Sega were kind enough to pass across all the Sega music over to Fast Feet Media, my own little site. And Fast Feet Media has every piece of Sonic music ever, essentially. All tagged and lovely jubbly. So, yeah, if you want that, go to my site, which is www.fastfeetmedia.net. And there we go, the plug's out of the way. Would always yell at me about
best
that.
Thing.
So stop plugging your own site. Well,
best thing to get rid of the plug straight away.
Don't worry, it will be a bit more later probably, but still, we'll get the main one out of the way there. Yeah, so let's give a call out to everyone who is in the IRCU room to start with. We've got SegaMark, Trigon, Spondy, Blitzchris, D'Artagnan, Fastfeet, myself, Forever Sonic, Gavi, Gerbil Bay, Gonic, I Need Fruit, Kaito Kun, Lars, Mena, Mr. Stream, M Tails, Pico Pico, Resin SD, Shattered Darkwind, Sinister Swiss, SJSF, Sonic Mark, and Sound Reaper. So that brings our roster of everyone here so far. Yes. mumble in the background.
Right.
So I'll.
Is this
settle down. If you do want to call in, what we are going to recommend is if you've added us to Skype, more than likely I will have added you to our contact list. Give us a call. More than likely we'll add you in during a break, but we might add you in live on air. If you are calling in, switch off Radio Sega only when you're listening, though. Rather calling in, because you're going to get a bit of interference there, and we won't be able to hear what the hell you're saying. So, yes, we'll need that. So, yeah, so far, I've had a few people add in so far, so don't be afraid to give us a call. And we'll add you in where we can at the end of the day, really. First time, I think, any Sega or Sonic radio station has ever done a call-in show. So, whether this will be fraught with technical difficulties, hopefully not, we'll see. talking to someone who's done a fair bit of DJing in their time. In the Sonic community and Sega community, at least, anyway.
Yep. I might make a request myself.
Sega Mark is saying.
Want to make a request?
Sega Mark's just saying, are you making love to that mic? I don't know which one of us he's talking to, but I'm certainly not, and I hope you guys aren't.
I'm not.
Good. The last thing we need is obviously that sort of thing going on. So, yeah. Anyway, I got some good tracks lined up. What have we got going on here? We've got some Summer of Sonic 2008 music, which not everyone hasn't heard, apparently. So we'll enlighten you with that. Some live music, which you rarely get in the Sega and Sonic community. Always good. Like I say, request away, because we have plenty here. Now, before we get off to another break, I think we should start on the topic of the show, which is the beginning show. Beginnings because, well... Filmic started off as a podcast, so that's where the beginnings of that started. And I think we'll start off with beginnings of Sonic tonight, because we have Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is the next game coming out. We've just had Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, which is now the music playing in the background. But Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is coming out, and obviously that would parallel in line with Sonic 1, 2, 3 and Knuckles and M4. Because they are planning to carry the story on from there. But I've got a bit of beef with it at the moment, as I'm sure many people do have, so we'll be talking about that, and we'll be having SJSF's and Sound Reaper's opinions on that as well, along with your own, if you can make it through to the show. So yeah, what do you guys think of Sonic 4? Scott, opinions?
Well, there hasn't really been much much in terms of gameplay, as in full gameplay view, officially. I think it looks all right. I mean, I'm glad that it's going back to its roots in terms of the platforming. Plus there's certain things that I find like a little discrepancies, but nah, apart from that, I'm okay.
Good.
I think it's okay. Yeah. There might be a few problems, but yeah, probably be fixed by the time it comes.
What kind of problems do you have in mind?
Just some people that think that with it being 2.5D, as it's called.
Or Sonic having green eyes?
No, not the whole green eyes thing. No, it's just that some people keep on thinking, oh god, it's going to be like, dare I say it, Little Big Planet, in terms of you have to move in and into the background or out of the background, stuff like that. And to me, I say, just don't be so silly. I mean, it's going to be classic Sega, classic Sonic, and simple as that, really.
Have you, never mind.
No.
What was I going to ask?
Oh my god, you guys are way too polite. No, you go first. You're here to express your opinion. one. Well, Sam Reaper, so you say what you're going to say, because you just seemed a bit inconsistent. Hey, come on. Opinion, please.
Well, I've already gave mine.
Alright, so it's my turn, right?
Indeed.
Well, I've only seen small bits and pieces here. And due to certain controversies, I'm not going to tell you what sources they are. But from what I have seen, it does look good. Of course, people who want strictly the pure system may not appreciate the homing attack. But unfortunately, it looks like it is mandatory in some parts from what I've seen, but I can't give out too many examples. Well, speed-wise, someone had noted that they think they are purposely holding themselves back, only being on par with Sonic 1, which some people believe they should not have taken that route. But hey, if there wasn't anything to improve on, there would hardly be anything to look forward to in episodes 2 and maybe 3. So, it depends on how you look at it. I personally see that Sega's put a lot of effort into this, though, to be quite honest. But I've talked to some people about the soundtrack. I have a certain staff member who says it's the worst thing ever. You know, a complete,
I wouldn't say it's the worst thing ever. Nah. I think it's, there's high expectations, and that's half the problem with having something that dropped before. Looking back at the Mega Drive Genesis era, and just people thinking, oh, you know, those great classic games, they want to have that replicated. And we do, to some respects, really, but I don't know why Sega haven't wholly done that. I mean, yep, it's 2D, that's a great start. It's only part of the gameplay in the day, really. The homing attack, a lot of people are saying, not too of a favor in the day. They don't want really having that in there, because it's a 3D thing. In fact, they'll tell you from Sonic Adventure when they developed it, that the homing attack was made for 3D. So why it's in 2D, I don't know. And, you know, it brings a bit of challenge if you don't have something to rely on to hit the enemies. It made Sonic 3D a lot easier when you had the golden shield to do that.
Plus, chances are with the homing attack, there might be an alternate route, alternative route through a level. So there could be a faster route through a specific stage.
Well, oh, even though I don't believe the source was true, there was a apparent article claiming that there was an option to turn the homing attack off and give Sonic his original eye color, calling it the retro, or, you know, the retro setting. I think they call it classic and then normal, where you could play the game without the homing attack. And
that sounds good.
You know,
because, I mean, I'd like to have that option to say, Sega, yeah, I'd like to put spin dash on or off, but most people
Sega
want spin dash on.
Specifically, gave a nod to that. It was an article where someone was ranting about it. It was not a very friendly rant. Pretty much getting on a case of 2D Sonic purists. But in a more vulgar manner, you can imagine. I'll have to show you the link. It's definitely there.
Excellent. Yeah, and on to music. They've only released one track officially. I heard there was a leak a little while ago about some of the music being entirely released.
Yes.
Which is fair enough. But from what I've heard of the one track, to me, this is my impression of how Sonic 4 music sounds. Meh, meh, meh. It's so meh.
Very meh, huh?
Yeah. That's what I get the impression, of course. Mixed opinion in the chat room here, of course, because Gonic saying Sonic 4 music isn't that good end of the day, really. And then Cowboy Bebop says, I love Sonic 4 music. So I have to agree with Gonic there, unfortunately, from what they've produced. I have some remixes here, courtesy of a fellow called Mr. Stream. And I think he is the person who will be showing Sega how it should be done. Quite frankly. In fact, you would have actually heard some of it in the intro to the show earlier. But we'll play some of that a bit later on, and we'll also play the Sonic 4 music we have to just show you what's what with it at the end of the day, really.
Well, I have the entire soundtrack, and I would have to agree with the person who actually did like it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I have heard the entire soundtrack, and some people really aren't going to like it because they will think that it's just an attempt and kind of a stale, mediocre attempt. People will think that, but people will think it is excellent, that it really does give people that kind of feel as if Sonic the Hedgehog 4 was made in the 90s.
Well, some we're talking material 90s against even... teenies. Yeah, that's a different time now, but yeah.
Yes, the nature of the music was quite different then, so... It is a bit of a culture shock when compared to the last 15 years of Sonic music. The last 10 to 15 or so years of Sonic music, give or take. So going back from, you know, all the modern, you know, Sonic Adventure 2, Live and Learn, the Sonic Rush music, which I'm not even going to go there. We know that's a very love it or hate it thing. From His World, and even the Sonic Advance music had kind of its own feel to it. Going from that all the way back to Sonic 1 caliber, which I find a lot of people that do like it do have a tendency of comparing it to Sonic 1. In fact, even the entire motif of the game being on par with Sonic 1 at best, which we know Sonic the Hedgehog 1 was hardly the peak of Sonic's 2D era.
Indeed. Right. I think that's enough on Sonic 4 for the time being. I'm going to stick a couple of tracks on now, so if you've got some requests, relay them to me again so I can remember what they are. They've probably floated right to the top of the chat room now, although the only one I do have is In the Blue Sky from Virtual On, and that is going to be queued up. And some Let's Tap... Yeah, Kung Fu Disco, I think, was there somewhere, so I'll see if I can find that. But I do have Tap the Papaya. How do you say it? The long version that you might not have found elsewhere, so we'll put that on at the end of the day, really. So yes, this is Fast Beats Phone Mix. We'll be back in a smidge with more on Sonic 4, All-Stars Racing, and hopefully we'll be taking some calls as well. We'll speak to you very soon.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music.
Sega! Let's tap.
Let's tap, future tapping game. Let's tap and let's tap, future tapping game.
Let's tap, let's tap, future tapping game. Let's tap and let's tap, future tapping game.
Let's tap, let's tap, future tapping game. Let's tap, let's tap, future tapping game. Let's tap and let's tap, future tapping game.
We now have some callers with us. Joining us now, we have M-Tails, Nuxie,
hey.
And Lars. Say hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, I missed that third person being added.
You're paying attention, clearly.
Yeah, never mind. Got into those comments in the chat room.
Yes, I have to look through about five windows at the moment. It's a bit hectic, but it's all fun all the same. I am loving the idents, and other people are as well, apparently as well. I've even got some nice little sound effects as well. Just so we get them out of the way, they'll be used for the rest of the series, along with some new ones, hopefully. Someone says something stupid, then I'm going to probably add this sound effect. Yeah, nice touch. And if someone's going to be my hag, they'll get this sound
effect. The role of a hag! Don't you want to be my hag? Yes, you do!
Yes, you do want to be my hag. Everyone here hasn't heard that at all. They don't know what I'm talking about, but you listening in will. So yes, you know what the role of the hag is, and you may very well be the hag. Anyways, off the topic of hags, let's come back to Sonic. So, I mean, everyone here, when were they first introduced into Sonic, let's say, to start with? M-Tails, you go first. When did you first get into Sonic?
That was a long time ago. I think I was playing the Mega Drive, and... yeah, I think the first game I played on the Mega Drive was Sonic the Hedgehog. I wasn't sure which one, if it was 1 or 2. But I think it was the Spin Dash. It had the Spin Dash, but I wasn't really sure which one it was.
That'd be Sonic 2. Well,
that's Sonic 2?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so that's the one I played. Okay. All I know is that after like a few levels, I gave up. Well, at the time, I was a little, so it was really, really hectic. But well, that was the first time I played Sonic.
Excellent. Okay, Sound Reaper?
Oh, yes. My first experience. It was back when the Boys and Girls Club in the USA was actually good. Back when it was actually good, I was able to play both Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on a Sega Genesis.
Very nice.
Yep.
Okay. Nuxie? When was your first Sonic game?
First time I played Sonic, I was about 18.
So which game would that be, if you can remember?
DX. Adventure the DX.
That's me.
The Cube.
Technically, I say you're from New Generation, then. Okay, next. Lars?
Well, I have to admit... I didn't really understand the question because my internet was cut off.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What was the first Sonic game you played?
First Sonic game I played was Sonic 1. It was on... I don't know what it was. I played it at a friend of mine. So I didn't even possess it myself. And...
fair enough. But yeah, one of the originals, so yeah, in there. Okay, and Scott?
Well, mine's simple because it keeps the internet. It's the first game I've ever played, really. And that was on the Sega Master System. And I loved it because of mainly the bonus game. Because of the bonus stage. It's fast, it's hectic, it's quick. And it gives you a sense of urgency because of that damn timer.
Yeah, I do remember that on my system, that was very good. I also remember Jungle Zone when I used to play that, but in question back to me, first game, yeah, would have been Sonic 1 on Mega Drive, of course. But, yes, been there since the beginning, and pretty much been here since the beginning in the Sonic community as well, and rising up into the Sega community now, because I feel that's where we need to keep pushing things, a bit more of a broader spectrum as it were, anyway. But yes, everyone's obviously quite used to Sonic, and that's where they started off, so yeah. So yeah, I'm not so sure about Sonic 4. I got a feeling it's going to be good to play, but it's not going to hit the end of the scale. It's going to be tricky to get it past 8 out of 10 if it's going to get reviewed. Largely because, I mean, when was the last time a Sonic game got more than 8 out of 10, to be honest? I mean, generally, we're talking...
That was probably back to Dreamcast times.
I certainly remember official Dreamcast mag giving Sonic Adventure 1 9 out of 10, and number 2 got 8 out of 10, I think. Or it was 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10. It's been a long time since I looked at the mag. They're lying around here somewhere. Yeah. Definitely. But, yeah, it'll be downloading that. Well, hopefully Sega will throw us a code to get us for free. But, yes, we'll see. Anyone played All-Stars Racing on that theme at all?
I've got it on the 360.
Yeah, you've got it because I've played you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but everyone knows that.
Yeah.
All-Stars Racing?
Yep.
Yep.
Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing.
Yeah, are you asking if I played it?
It's quite
are you asking if...
Well, if you've played it, yeah, because then we'll know what you think of it.
Oh, well. I can't weigh in an opinion then. I have yet to get it.
Fair enough. It's very
good. I got the demo, really.
But... it's going to take some doing to have some extra money for the next 2 months.
Who did that?
They're still on a very tight, squeaky seat by the sounds of it.
Oh, they have a balloon right next to them.
Yeah, perhaps the definition of sitting on the edge of your seat. Oh, that's a bit too much. Jesus, sit back a bit more. Anyway. Yeah, well, All-Stars Racing, very fun game to play. Managed to just about get through all of it. Took a little while, but it's out. It's like OutRun, really. You've just got to drift like hell to get around it at the end of the day, really. And yeah, there's a lot of comparisons to Mario Kart, but any kart racing game is going to be compared that way because Mario Kart's been top of the crop for a long time now, and it's not like Sonic releases one every year, so it's more of a broad spectrum. But as far as gameplay goes, yeah, it's really good fun to play at the end of the day, really. And it does have a bit of longevity to it. Lost, I mean, a good month or two or so far, so yeah. Very good. It could have been a lot worse, let's put it that way, the day, really. And I was even quite impressed by some of the musical selections as well. Some, yeah, used quite a lot in
the
racing games.
Yeah, like some more original music, though.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm Sound Reaper, what do you expect?
Let's have a little look into the IRC room and see what's going on. M-Tails, why are you shaking?
If these 26 IRC users were active on the forums, it wouldn't be so dead.
Too true.
You clearly have been to Fast Media's forums recently then. Little plug,
actually,
do come to our forums.
Do forth. There's a little mini plug.
Yeah, use forums more often. This is the Internet Advisory Council saying to use forums more often. And Radio Sega's and Fast Media's in particular.
Which forum?
Hey, Noxy, don't hesitate to promote Radio Sega some more.
Okay.
Okay, honey. And be sure, everyone, well, actually, these broadcasters need to thank you. Because I think you helped them break a couple of records.
Come on, seriously? Don't put me on the spot. Babe, don't put me in spot.
I hate to tell you, but you're sort of on the spot already being on a radio show.
Yeah.
Not to make you nervous anymore, just bomb. Yeah. Well, of course, as we talked about last season on the Fast Media podcast, pretty much every time we talked about Summer of Sonic. And of course, it's coming back again this year for Summer of Sonic 2010, which I'm very happy about because I get back to DJing again. Although I spend most of my day running around like a very crazy fast beat of some kind. But yeah, seriously, you go to the event, it's a great event to go to. If you're staff there, you work like crazy. I think my day essentially involved help set up, man the doors, then get onto DJing because they needed me there, then man SSR, that had to be broadcast as well, running around, make sure most things are okay. I only had to bring all the music as well, about 150 discs of music. So, pretty busy most of the day. And then we spent 2 hours tidying up afterwards, which was fun. But I would say, if you get a chance to go to an after party at Summer of Sonic, last year's was absolute amazing fun. I think me and Darkspeed managed to get some of the people up there dancing and doing some crazy dancing on the dance floor at the club we went to as well. It was pretty funny. I'm sure there's some pictures lying around the internet which will humiliate and embarrass many people. So, yeah. But those in America, a bit difficult to get to Summer Sonic. I know Elson Darkspeed's Wong is looking to try and get some American Summer Sonic going, but I've not heard a lot about that recently. But I'll be there. I know I'm trying to get Scott to go, because you should be there, mate.
I can try, but there's no guarantees.
Drag you by your feet if I have to.
You don't know exactly. Oh, wait, you do. Oh wait, you do, don't you, technically?
Oh, find out one way or another. Use the interweb to help us.
Exactly.
Oh, let's see it.
Right. This has turned into a two-man show. Come on, speak up.
Yeah, we need somebody here. Come on, someone. Pick at random. I mean, speak up, or I'm going to pick someone. Then you'll be put on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm going to think about this series.
You'll
yeah,
speak.
I know.
It's one of those.
Well, lately I've been one of those selective speakers. You know, I have to observe. I mean, I haven't done podcasts in a good 3 years, as SSJF has mentioned. Haven't done much
that was
since
just a guess.
Oh, well, you know, you got a relatively good guess. I mean, Mobius X is kind of no more from as far as I can remember. Last time I tried to go there, they were kind of... they were just... a whole nother story. I mean, the community had Mega Man and Sonic fans, hence the name Mobius X. It's a shame because, you know, I did want to do more stuff with them. But things happen. And,
Mobius X, that sounds familiar. I think we advertised our website in my old TV show, Sega Sonic TV.
Wait a minute. Yes, Sega Sonic TV.
Indeed, yes.
Fastbeat Media, I remember you.
Finally, it'll come streaming back. Yes, on that note, Sega Sonic TV will be returning soon in an all-new format. But, obviously, I've been busy trying to get this show ready, so... We'll get around to that, but I will say it's looking pretty sweet. We put in some professional production values onto it. But, yeah. Alright, I think we're going to go back to a music break soon, so once again, any requests, among them in the Radio Sega IRC room, and I'll see what I can do for you. Probably best to private message them to me, because otherwise they go right to the top of the chat room and I don't see where they are, so private message me your requests. On that note, I'm going to go around to Farsight Media. Farsight Media is my own site. I would liken it, and essentially it is the biggest downloads portal for Sega and Sonic in the world. It's www.fastbeatmedia.net. Now, there have been a significant set of improvements since last time, namely the design's been improved, and I'm not tinkering with that now. And the updates are a lot more frequent now, so that's always good. The downloads, we've surpassed 300,000 downloads, and we're getting close to 400,000. Quieting down there. Guy's always interrupting me when I start talking.
Oh, he's getting his voice on.
Oh, I'm getting mad. I'm going to do something about it. He's turning into a Northerner all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Fossil. Yes. So, as you may have noticed, we're having a small slight partnership with Radio Sega now. We actually have Radio Sega's podcast on Fastbeat Media to download as well. If you want them in MP3 format and for some reason you can't get the AAC format, they're available there. And there's about 50 gigs of things to download on Fastbeat Media that are Sega and Sonic related. So,
want Sonic 4 music?
Sonic 4 music, the only track on there is the first one, because otherwise...
You know, the illegal ones.
Rip my nuts off.
I just figured I'd ask.
So yeah. So any music on tonight, find it on Fastbeat Media, because it's practically been streamed from it at the end of the day. But we've also got some new channels now. The social networking with Facebook, Twitter and YouTube. You can find us on there. We're at Twitter, we're at Fastbeat Media. And you can also find Fastbeat Media on YouTube as well, but you'll also find it on the homepage as well. YouTube, you'll find that we're actually adding high definition videos from trailers, but also from Dreamcast. I've figured a way of actually getting the Dreamcast to actually display in high definition, which is odd, but I mean, believe me, it's very nice to play on at the end of the day, really. So have a look at some of the vids, because there's a couple of bits that are on there. I think there's one from Sonic Adventure 2 on there in high definition, and you'll see what I'm talking about when it's on there. But yeah, have a look, there's more things to check out than ever at the end of the day, really, so have a good gander through there at the end of the day, really. So, yes, we'll be back in a bit. We might be back with some more callers, and we'll see what happens. So, you're listening to Fastbeat Phone Mix. We've currently got Back to Back from Sonic Rush, and that's technically from the All-Stars Racer soundtrack. And we've also got Let Mom Sleep and No Sleep Remix coming up next. You listen to Fast Feet's Phone Mix, and we'll be right back.
This is most. Look at the punk.
This is the best beat on Radio Sega.
This is
Fast Feet
Phone Mix
on Radio Sega.
Okay, hello and welcome back to the Fast Feet Phone Mix again. Because we have people calling in, I'm not sure it's who's who again, so everyone remind me who's in here.
Reaper's girlfriend?
Screen names, okay, please.
Screen.
Just say screen your name.
No one wants to go first.
Okay, fine, I'll go next. M-Tail's here.
Okay.
Kaito?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sound Reaper. Everyone should know my screen name.
And my name is Lars, if someone might.
So yeah, that's everyone. Fortunately, I would say all of your names, but you'd have them differently on Skype, so I'd rather say your screen names rather than giving your full name. Everyone tracking down where you live and then stalking you for several months. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
You want to avoid that sort of thing.
Is that from experience?
No. Is it from your experience? Anyway, that's yeah, we're not here to talk about that anyway. You're in the wrong show in that case. In case, tune off to somewhere else. Yeah. I think of a new phrase there, tune off. So yes, we're back. More random banterings. We've largely been just noting the random banter that's been going on in the RC room. Largely everyone trying to show off how young or old they are, as it would indicate as well. And I thought I was the oldest one here, and apparently not. Mr. Sonic Streamers, whose remix you would have just heard, actually. Collision Chaos was the one we just had before we came back on air. But, yeah, people were saying, yeah, we're off for 16 minutes of music. Yep, that's because you were requesting music. And I thought I'd get them all in. So to reiterate what we've just played, we had Daytona USA Sky High, Ice Cap Zone Act 1 from Sonic 3. However, it was the PC Collection version, so I'm sorry about that. It's difficult to tell on my playlist. Super Fantasy Zone, Yadani, Let's Tap Kung Fu Disco, Splash Hill Zone Act 1 with some remix sound effects in there, you might have noticed. Then we had Mr. Stream's Collision Chaos Remix. So yeah, we're back now.
From which I will be acquiring and sharing with the entire world because they are worthy. He will hear me in the IRC room.
Well, let's see what's going up on Sega's lineup. Obviously, we know Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is going to be the next downloadable content, the only game that's been announced so far that's coming up. Obviously, we can expect to see Episode 1 in the summer this year, which isn't very far away now. And obviously, Episode 2 and 3, I think, will follow in 2011, as far as the release schedule dictates. From what I can see, I'm looking into Sega's account here, and their release dates, some have been changed. Games that are coming out soon, Resonance of Fate, an RPG game on PS3 and Xbox 360 is out now. Iron Man 2 is due out this month. I know the film's out any second, so that'll be out soon. That's on PS3, 360, DS, PSP and Wii. Football Manager Handheld 2010's out now. It should be. Afterburner Climax will appear on the 21st and 22nd of April, so not long to go now. Sonic Classic Collection is also out, another thing there to check out as well, but it's Sonic 1, 2, 3 and Knuckles as usual. And some other games you can expect to appear soon from Sega, Alpha Protocol, Tournament of Legends, Vanquish and the Conduit 2 as well. So, plenty of new things coming out, so keep them all peeled from Sega side of things as well. Really. And we have what sounds like people eating their own face in the background as well.
Uh-huh. Not good.
Yes, I will play the original Ice Cap if I can find it. There are 5,000 odd tracks at least here, so it takes a while to sift through them.
So,
yes, indeed. What a random banter.
I think Shadow's got a bit of a bad problem because he always changes his name as that. Well, I'm not saying it.
Indeed, you aren't.
Basically, it's the dodgy way of saying Master Emerald.
Oh, wow.
That, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Where did that originate from?
It's from a stupid comic. I think it's on the It's linked on the Radio Sega forum, I think. somewhere.
And there we have, listeners, a bad quality connection, unfortunately.
Oh, first one. First one of the series.
Yeah, first one, yeah. Sound like they have any vocal cords. A bit nasty.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was, but I think your internet connection is sorting out. So sort it out.
Oh, Resident SD is asking about the Ethno Circus Sonic and Blaze mix request.
Right, obviously one I missed. Would have been longer than 60 minutes if I'd done that as well. I'll have a look for it in the meantime, see if I can find it and get it in when we're not putting it in. There's background music, so...
And then there's my request, and then apparently my girlfriend's request. Surely you know what they are. I haven't heard them yet.
Alright, let's make this clear. If you want to get a request, either Twitter it to me, at FastFitMedia, or if you're in the IRC chat room, private message it to me, because otherwise it just goes to the top of the chat room and I can't see it. So, yeah.
Basically, the private message, just double-click FastFeet and then just type in what you want to request. Just to add on. Because some people don't know how to PM, just in case.
We've had some from Twitter so far. Sinister Swiss has requested Sonic 3D music, Rusty Ruin Act 1, which I would agree is a quality tune. Although, I prefer the Saturn version, I have to be honest, yeah. It's a bit better. But not everyone had the Saturn, so. Blue Blur 95's requested Suburban Music from Night into Dreams. So, yeah. Before we stop talking and go to another music break, I'll get those in the playlist, hopefully. So, yeah. Yes, well. No, we've covered a lot of Sonic and Sega goodness so far up to now, really. Stretching it, because we're going for a 2-hour show tonight, I think, really.
Ooh.
2 hours.
It's the first show. I think we should go for an extended one. Usually by now we would have finished, because on average the phone mix is going to be about an hour and 20 minutes. Oh, I can hear you in the RC room. Settle down. Just hear them binging me in the background. Yeah.
No.
Well, I've only been playing All-Stars Racing recently when I've had the time. We can go non-Sega here, of course. Any other games people have been playing recently and thought they were good? Rubbish? Crap?
I've just recently been playing Mass Effect 1 and 2, so... First time I've played them.
I just got All-Stars Racing yesterday, so...
He's a sort of
connection, everybody. Sorry about that.
I think that we should have said that before the show. You need a good headset, you need a good microphone, and a good internet connection as well. They don't need to know how it sounds, they've already heard it once, how crap it was. So, yeah. Whoever is making those noises, hard to tell. Anyway. I don't know what's next on my list. I've got Halo 3 ODST for Christmas, and I have played the first level and wasn't awfully impressed. It seemed more overly complicated than it needed to be. And most people are very much meh towards Halo now anyway, really. Love the first three games, really. Hated the way it ended and just couldn't care less now.
Yeah.
They're rinsing it for every dollar, pound, or whatever currency they can.
Euro.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Hey, what username are you using? Because someone is asking where to PM their requests.
My username is FastFeet.
Omega Knuckles. Right, FastFeet.
FastFeet is what you request. It's FastFeet's phone mix, after all. So,
okay.
Yeah, if not, you can Twitter at FastFeet Media. Yeah, that's another thing I might do soon. I'm really keen to get the online play going with Dreamcast again. That's very much easier said than done, because you can't really do it with a Dreamcast if you've bought one. I've got one sitting in the living room right now. Much sunburnt as it is, it works lovely, but I mean, compared to the quality of the picture to a nice high definition one, very much different. So as much as I bought one, I'm kind of playing it more on my PC, to be honest now, really, but that's very much different. You need to own the game if you're going to play it that way, which fortunately I do. But I might add in, very soon on Fast Media, a guide on how to make a high definition emulation of a Dreamcast, because it's really worth doing if you can do it, and having a guide makes it so much easier at the end of the day, really. Because it took me a long time to test it and make sure it worked correctly, and if I could show the exact settings, then 99% chance it's going to work on your PC. But bear in mind, you'll need a reasonable graphics card, and if you want to look at it in high definition, you need a widescreen monitor that is high definition capable as well.
Hey, are we on... Oh, never mind.
I think you're asking for on air. Yes, we are.
Are we on break?
So,
Fast Feet?
Yes.
What are the minimum specs for the emulation for Dreamcast?
Minimum specs? I'm not sure off the top of my head, but you'll need something better than an integrated graphics card for a start, so something that's made by NVIDIA or ATI. Worth checking the PC specs.
Not allowed.
Well, laptops may have it. Depends how old it is, end of the day, really. Pointing my way, if you want to ask about PC specs and emulation, then I'm a good person to ask, they having a bit of knowledge about PC stuff and all the emulation side of things as well. But Dreamcast was, Philips graphics card or something like that, and so it was very much lower level, and it's about 10 years ago it was, produced, so most things nowadays should be okay. And having a better processor, the faster you can, more RAM, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, better specs, obviously. Yeah. And thanks, Mark, for finally making me start off in the IRC room when we're an hour and a half through it. Yes, we're all the same. Thank you very much. So, yes.
Whoa.
Please.
Well, my sneezes were bad last year.
I don't remember you sneezing that much, so you must have used your cough button. If you've got a cough button on your microphone like I do, fortunately, use it. Or, sneeze away from the microphone might be handy. Small hints here for our people calling in.
Right, I'll just mute it if I feel a cough coming on.
Next person to sneeze is going to be my hag. You will get the you'll get the theme coming in for the hag.
I have to say though that what do you think about those compilation games? I'm just wondering.
Oh yes, we were going to talk about compilation games, weren't we? Yes, I forgot about that. So now first compilation game. People might just know my opinion on it, and my favourite compilation is kind of always going to be Sonic Jam. Just because when I got that, it was just incredible to have the first four games in lock-on on the Saturn. But they went to... It's not so much that. It was the effort they went to on Sonic Jam to make that 3D world before it had never been made before and put all the media in that. I think having the audio and the video, a little room she could walk into and watch like the Sonic movie, OVA trailers and stuff like that, that was really cool. And probably one of the first things which prodded me towards doing faster media and that sort of thing in the day, really. So... I love Sonic Jam. There's Gems Collection, Mega Collection, and they're great in their own right because they've got this, Sonic CD, Sonic R, and things like that on them. But it just didn't seem to put much work into the extras. It's great porting it across, but I feel like a little bit of an extra effort could have gone in there at the end of the day, really.
So
I'm probably
Sonic Jam.
Sonic Jam. That's my pick. I don't know about you guys.
You know what? I actually want to get Sonic Jam, even though I have, Sonic Mega Collection, Gems Collection. But I have a Saturn, and I am a retro game collector, so you can expect me to be trying to find that eventually.
Always good
just
to know
so
that.
I can play.
I always try to get that, but back then my money was pretty much non-existent, so. I can't find it nowadays, so sucks to be me, really. Sucks to be me.
people in the chat room going, I'd like some Sonic Jam. Mmm, Sonic Jam.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a Sonic flavored jam. It would taste horrible.
Was there?
Why would it taste horrible? You're thinking of blending Sonic to make a Sonic Jam.
No, I didn't.
Are you mad, Matt? Dear God. But I remember Sonic Spaghetti Hoops and things like that. They were awesome.
Sonic Spaghetti, huh? Yeah. Sounds more like obligatory YouTube poop reference.
Although Sonic Spaghetti...
Now, you know what I'm talking about.
Sonic Spaghetti.
Oh, my goodness.
Never made me want to eat Sonic's Tails head more than ever. Hey, Tails, eat him! So, yeah. But also, on the thought of food as well, yeah. Anyone ever wanted to make chili dogs? Probably not.
Chili dogs?
Chili dogs, yeah. Sonic's favourite food, you should know that.
It's a reference from the cartoon series.
Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, it was mainly known for at the end of the day, really, and that's still today my favourite cartoon, closely followed by Sonic X. If you ever want to make chili dogs, though, Fast Media have got a very handy guide in the form of a video from Sega Sonic TV in episode 3, so you can find out how to make chili dogs if you head to fastmedia.net. And also we're thinking, hopefully, getting chili dogs at this year's Samurai Sonic, and that'd be awesome. A little stand there with... You know, went off to the side from Unleashed or something like that, and the vendor there just going, hey, you want your chili dog? Probably sounding like Mario or something like that. Hey, it's me, do you want some chili dogs? Mario, kick him in the nuts, get him! Yeah.
Careful who it might be, though.
Oh, that's excellent. Someone posted a picture of Sonic Jam. You see that, Noxy? You see that, everybody?
Yeah, Sonic Mark's
picture. That is clever. That is clever.
Uh-huh. We got, you know...
It was real.
You got the Sonic Jam, you got the Tails Jam, and you got the Knuckles Jam.
Well, it's jam, repackaged as Sonic Jam, but it still looks pretty awesome at the end of the day, really.
Yeah, I know.
What flavor is the Sonic Jam?
If you want to look at the Sonic Jam, it's...
Probably strawberry, blueberry, and... I don't know what the
orange
other one
or
is.
Something orange? Like that. You can make jam out of any fruit, really, mate. So.
Tails is banana.
I don't think you can make banana jam. You probably can actually, but I don't know how good it would be.
Well, I suppose if you scream the rabbit for the theme, but then that would get too suggestive.
Don't start with cream, because I will. I still do the Cream the Rabbit voice.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of people who are sensitive when it comes to new gen. So, you know, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I'm actually crying with laughter.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonic-based foods there, if you want to stuff your face full of Sonic's food. Maybe not the favourite food, because the chili dogs are the favourites, so go stuff your face full of them.
Oh, wow.
The day.
Yeah. And they're making, and Sonic markers make a sure everybody sees that. Alright.
I don't know if you want to make actually the chili dogs there, because it was a little trickier, probably because we were filming at the same time, but when we were making the Sonic chili dogs special, I've had a few accidents. People say I was butchering my rolls too much for some reason. My cameraman banged his head on the microwave. Which you can see on the outtakes as well, which is pretty funny. Me messing up my lines and just going, so there we have it. Sonic's favourite chili. Yeah, and there's a cock up there right there. So yeah, if you want to see more chili dog goodness in the outtakes, they're at fastmedia.net. Click on Sega Sonic TV on the left, you'll find them there. Yeah, we'll head into a music break shortly, and hopefully not quite as long as the last time. We've got about an extra half an hour of the show left. If you've got any more interesting links from Sonic or Sega related merchandise, food, or whatever it may be, please bung them in the RC chat room or send us to them at Fastfit Media on Twitter.
Now make sure it's nothing bad or inappropriate, okay?
Well, we decided if it's inappropriate. I mean, if it's really that inappropriate, then yeah, you'll probably get kicked out of the IRC room by our good administrators. We'll only put what we think's worthwhile putting on the air, of course, really. So if you do mention something, we'll be sure to give you a shout out. And if you just generally want a shout out, let us know as well. We're on the radio. We're DJs. We're here. Well, I am. My co-host here. I'm doing the DJing. But we're more welcome to get shout outs and the like here. Just to clarify. If you guys could DJ for me, that'd make my life so much easier, you know?
Yeah, but it will just complicate things even further.
It would, but I mean, it's not easy either. Bear in mind the setup we have here at the end of the day, really. So, yeah, it is just as well. We might even, in the future, try and get some proper DJ decks and actually mixing in Sega and Sonic stuff. And I might even get my good friend Mr. Stream to help me with that, possibly. Because I know he likes DJing, he has good remixes, of course. I'm thinking of actually doing mix sets between two locations over the internet. Complicated as hell, but if we could pull it off, it would make a very, very good show, then, really.
Yes, it would. I would agree.
Okay, we've got some more things coming in from the IRC chat room here in relation to merchandise.
Don't click the first one.
Yeah, there's a Sonic underwear from Cowboy Bebop. Very much a checkerboard spin dash file.
Cowboy
Bebop. Wow. Gabby was kicked by Gabby.
I might only wear them if my girlfriend was turned on by seeing boxer shorts like that, but I can't say she would be, to be honest. Just stick to my conventional ones, thank you very much. What else have we got?
Sorry, Gabby, I was sorry for laughing at your poor bad. Your bad luck, I think. Or your bad attempt at being funny yourself or something.
Oh, yeah, Sonic Man. Well,
What the hell?
A very badly made rucksack. Yeah.
This is the best cosplay can do for Sonic.
Yes.
I've got the best cosplay of all for Sonic. I've got Sonic's ears. I've got his ears. I took them right off his head and they're on mine now. It makes it a bit easier when he spins around now because his ears don't stick out, so, you know. Spins around at 600 miles an hour. Ow, 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 ow!
And you're going to get hit by Amy.
Let's hope not.
Sonic cosplayers.
I got my phone here.
We've got one from Gonna here. I think you were talking about this a second ago, but I'm still looking at you. The ultimate, I'm going to get a smack in my face and beating up a school costume. it's non-uniform day. What am I going to wear? A Sonic costume. First of all, the colour of it's not quite right, I would say, from the skin tones, to be honest. And having the eyes thing, it just looks a bit weird. It looks really weird, in fact. But it looks more like a bat's head. I don't know if you guys are looking at this picture, but it looks bizarre. I am Sonic Bat.
It doesn't look like him.
Ugh.
Oh.
You have a response.
Just shut up now.
So yeah. And we talked about this last time in Series 1 actually. There is a Sonic drive-thru as well. It's not a Sonic the Hedgehog drive-thru, but it's a drive-thru in America, so those in America might be familiar with it.
Sonic's.
I think Mega 64 did something like a skit on it, I think. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, if someone can find that, well, you can have a little look at it and see what happens. But yeah, even the logo looks a little like the Sonic font almost as well. So, Sega's legal department, get on it. Then we can have Sonic branded fast food all the time.
It'll be funnier. No, actually, not funny. It'll actually be interesting if Sonic's decided to get bought out by Sega. It would be quite fitting.
Yep.
It turns out it tastes good, really, at the end of the day, really. I mean, have you guys in America ever tried a Sonic?
I have.
You've eaten Sonic? I ate Sonic. Well, rather, I ate at Sonic's, but no, it's misconstrued now, damn it. Sorry, what did you think of it?
It's not just good, it's Sonic good. It's, you know, like their catchphrase says, it's actually pretty good. Might be a little successfully on certain things. I haven't run into any big problems. Cost-wise, you know, when I have the money.
Sure.
If you're broke, you're hardly going to want to mess with any fast food restaurants.
I try to avoid fast food anyway, really, but, you know, every now and then you're like, oh, why not? But, yeah. You can just imagine that. Sonic says to keep fit, run fast, eat my fast food.
That's a good catchphrase.
I'm sure there's some regulations around that, but... Right, I think we need to go to a musical break now, because we've been bantering on about merchandise of all kinds still. So, again, shout-outs, requests, relay them to me again. I'm going to go through the requests in a second, but send them through again.
Sega Restaurant and Sonic Restaurant sued Sega, unless you already said that. Okay, I'm going to have to search that up. Alright, sorry.
Hey, look at the IRC chat. Fast food media.
That's what I was off of that.
That term's already been coined by B-Man over at Sonic Stadium. He used to call me fast food all the time. Unfortunately, I don't know why he doesn't type normally. He's special like that. And in fact, he is the hag. The original hag. But, I'll tell you what. I've just thought of a new thing. Every week, I'm going to pick a hag then, this week. And it's going to be from my callers or my hosts. And, I don't know who to pick. That's it. It's whoever's going to get singled out at the end of the day, really. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick my hag when we come back from a quick musical break. So, and we'll be looking at more random Sonic merchandise. Yeah, so come back to find out who's the hag after this break. You're listening to the Fast Feet Phone Mix.
This is the best beat
on Radio Sega.
Just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can.
dancing in my feet. The gray emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. Our ghosts try to approach me and got leery. Ask him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkins in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure trying to get me. Had to back him up with a fist metal crackle. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down pumpkin hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I have no fear. It probably seem crazy, crazy. A graveyard theory. A ghost try to approach me. He got leery.
Yes, you can download this show on RadioSega.net and on FastMedia.net. You'll get the enhanced AAC version of Radio Sega, and you'll get the good old MP3 version on FastMedia. So, whatever you prefer, go for it. But I will say the AAC enhanced version is great if you've got something which accepts the enhanced version, like an iPod or iPhone, and it's smaller in file size, actually, as well. So, hats off to AAC there. Now, we come back, and we are just going to wrap up the show now, because we've well overrun our time slot this week. So, we're going to finish off with the Hag of the Week. And the way Hag of the Week is going to work from now on, I've decided, is it's either going to be someone from Skype, or it's going to be someone in the IRC chat room, depending on how much of a hag they've been this week. Now, this week's Hag of the Week goes to Cowboy Bebop. Largely because I think somewhere along the lines, I've been told he called me fast food and wanted to be the hag anyway, so he's going to get the Hag of the Week. So, Hag of the Week this week goes to Cowboy Bebop.
The role of a hag! Don't you want to be my hag? Yes, you do!
There we go, Hag of the Week, Cowboy Bebop. So yeah, see if you can annoy me next week much enough to be a Hag of the Week, of course. Not really something you want to aim for.
He wants to be the Hag of the Week all the time.
Depends. I don't think we're going to have two. We're going to have the same person twice. I think, you know, every other week maybe. But it depends how annoying they are, really. But if they get that annoying, then they'll get kicked out of the IRC room, probably.
Fighting Freak Omega Knuckles is now known as Troll Fiac Omega Knuckles. Right.
I think you're supposed to say troll face.
Troll face. I think he did that on purpose.
Everyone is like, what the hell is going on with this hag thing?
Yeah, some people aren't paying attention.
Yes.
Maybe. Or they're pretending that they weren't paying attention. Whichever one works for them.
And what?
Yeah, we'll reach you.
Oh, that's just well. Great. Cowboy Bebop didn't use protection.
Too much information.
Oh, there they go.
Hats off to the all the numpties in the chat room there. Yeah. Right, I think we'll call it a wrap for this week, really. We played a request, so just in case you didn't get it requested, ask next week, because we've had so many this week, it's partially the reason we've overrun. But the requests that were taken before we came back were Cool Edge, Day from Sonic Unleashed, Crush 40, Revenant, Crush 40, not Crush 40, and Night Suburbia Museum, Rusty Ruin Zone Act 1 from Mega Drive version, Shinobi 3, Addington, The Ghost's Pumpkin Soup for Pumpkin Hill from Sonic Adventure 2 as well. So that's what you've been listening for. So, yeah, you can find out all the tracks on the enhanced AAC version, of course, as well. Everything that you heard tonight during the podcast will be available on www.fastmedia.net. Plenty of new things to download and check out there, so keep an eye on it. And keep Magnifone Radio Sega as well, where you'll find out lots.
Alright, give him a round of applause, everybody. Come on. Oh, you don't have an applause cue? Oh, well, that's so bad.
No, we lack that sound effect, unfortunately. Maybe next week. So yeah, we'll just cut it short like that. Yeah. I do like the sound effects we've got at the moment, but they don't really fit in all the time, really. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll call it a night for this week. We've had a good 2 hours plus of the Fast Feeds phone mix this week. We'll be back every Sunday at 9 p.m. UK time. God knows what it is across the world, but figure it out for yourself, because it should be on Radio Sega, if anywhere, as well. Show information and more will be appearing there, so yeah, keep up to date. Thanks to all the guys in the chat room, and thanks to everyone who's called in today as well. It's been nice to have some callers, and it's a show that Skype does work quite well, and we made it without any proper technical difficulties this time, apart from the one hedge, which fortunately wasn't on air. So yeah, give yourself a round of applause, guys. Thanks for participating. Anyway, we'll leave you on one last track. Remix. I haven't been able to get out of my head all week. Mr. Stream, you can do anything. Alright, guys, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, creaming amongst that lot, I think.
I will see you in the underworld of that is playlist content discussion.
Indeed. So, yes, we'll be having many more banters next Sunday, and we'll be having perhaps some of these guys return, and perhaps some new guys call in next week as well. Phomix is the name to add for Skype if you want to join next week. You can always add me and give us a call on the day, and we'll let you in. Otherwise, keep an eye on it, and goodbye from myself, and we've had a goodbye from our fellow co-presenters and callers. So yes, we'll see you next week. You've been listening to Fast Feeds Phomix, and we'll leave you with Mr. Stream, and you can do anything.